Welcome to a holiday edition of the Fastest 5 Minutes presented by Kroll and Mooring. We are your co-hosts, David Robbins and Peter Eyre, bringing you a bi-weekly summary of significant government contracts legal and regulatory developments that no government contracts lawyer or executive should be without. This edition may be the fastest 7 minutes to cover important developments before we break for the holidays, but we think the time will be well spent. On December 6th, the FAR Council published a proposed rule to provide additional FAR guidance on government-wide policy for partial set-asides, a new category called reserves, and setting aside orders for small business concerns under multiple award contracts. The most significant changes in the proposed rule are, with respect to partial set-asides, small businesses are no longer required to submit an offer on the non-set-aside portion of a solicitation in order to be considered for the set-aside portion. The rule also creates, quote, reserves, unquote, which are used in multiple award contracts where the agency wants small businesses to participate at the prime level, but where a total or partial set-aside is just not feasible. The rule proposes to allow agencies to award one or more contracts to small businesses under full and open multiple award procurements. The limitation on subcontracting and non-manufacturer rule will not apply to reserves at the contract level, but rather to orders that are themselves set aside. There is, as you can imagine, a lot more to this rule than we can cover in this short-form podcast, even a slightly lengthened one. So please contact us if you have further questions or want further explanation.
In legislation news, following up from the last podcast, the president signed the bill reinstating GAO protest authority over civilian task or delivery orders valued at more than $10 million. Further, the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2017 is on the president's desk for signature. If the NDAA becomes law as written, some of the highlights will include the following. Number one, starting in February 2018, the position of Undersecretary for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics, known as ATNL, will be split into two roles, an Undersecretary for Research and Engineering, and an Undersecretary for Acquisition and Sustainment to increase focus on technology and innovation. Number two, to shift risk away from DoD to contractors, DoD will promote the use of fixed-price contracts over cost-plus contracts and adopt a preference for performance-based contract payments. Number three, to encourage private sector business with DoD, DoD will be required to adopt certain types of interfaces and technical data rights provided to the government as specified in this bill. DoD and its contractors are also required to negotiate for data rights when items or processes are developed with a mix of federal and private funds. Number four, DoD will have special procurement authority to facilitate recovery from a cyber attack, as well as increase resiliency for DoD networks, weapon systems, and capabilities. Number five, DoD will also have enhanced oversight of the development of a new security clearance information technology architecture to replace legacy compromised networks in the Office of Personnel Management, and also includes provisions designed to enhance information assurance and to mitigate against insider threats. And finally, we note that to get past conference, the bill excluded some of the more controversial acquisition policy changes that had been in the run-up to the final bill. Some of those controversial provisions include requiring unsuccessful defense contract bid protesters to cover the full cost of their protests, and would also have seen incumbent contractors who unsuccessfully protested the award of a new deal lose payment for the work on the bridge contract. Now, over to David.
Hey, on December 7th, the Court of International Trade, for the first time, addressed what it means for merchandise to be, quote, substantially transformed, unquote, in the United States under the Trade Agreements Act, holding that certain military flashlights produced by Energizer Battery, Inc. do not qualify as made in the United States for purposes of government procurement law. Energizer had challenged the Customs and Border Protection's 2013 determination that the country of origin for the flashlights at issue was China, rather than the United States. Although the flashlights are made of about 50 different component parts, almost all of which manufactured in China, Energizer argued the components were substantially transformed in the United States because they're assembled into flashlights tested, and ultimately packaged in Vermont. Energizer cited to a large number of parts and assembly processes which required trained operators and two separate workstations for approximately 7 minutes per flashlight as evidence of substantial transformation. The court disagreed. The court concluded that the relatively simple, court's words, relatively simple assembly operations at the Vermont facility do not result in a substantial transformation because the post-importation assembly operations did not result in a change in the name, shape, function, or material composition of any individual imported component. That was worth going through, we thought, because this is an area where we find ourselves advising clients, where we've conducted investigations, and there really has been some looseness here. So this is an important decision and one we look forward to watching going forward. Peter, back to you.
And we close with a thank you. Thank you for making 2016 a successful year for the Fastest 5 Minutes podcast. We're delighted that you enjoy this means of hearing government contracts news and developments in a short and hopefully easily accessible format. And we look forward to seeing you again in the new year. We'll be watching all developments in 2017. Meanwhile, all our very best to you and your family for the holiday season. As always, if you have any questions about these items or feedback about this podcast, please reach out. David can be reached at 202-624-2627, and I can be reached at 202-624-2807. Thank you and happy holidays.
The Fastest 5 Minutes podcast is brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. Subscribe on iTunes or visit kroll.com/govconpodcast for more information.